Andrew McGinn says Winters loved growing up in Springfield, and his roots can be traced to the Clark County city at a very young age.
Jonathan was born in Dayton. He moved to Springfield when he was only 7 and pretty much spent his formative years in Springfield. And while most of the obituaries credited him with being a Dayton native, he really considered Springfield to be his hometown. This is where all of his childhood friends were, and he would come back to visit Springfield well into his later years. And his mom was a well-known radio personality here in Springfield.
Winters was known for creating a cast of wacky characters, and McGinn says the comedian developed those interesting personalities from his time growing up in the area.
So much of his act he drew from his experience growing up in Springfield. You know, Maude Frickert, Elwood P. Suggins, those everyday, almost simpleton-like characters, he admitted they were from places like Urbana and Enon and Belle Fountain, places that he'd been to as a kid, and little villages like Pitchin and Clark County. You know, these characters became so beloved that sort of he owes everything to this area, to Ohio, to this part of Ohio in particular.
Winters told McGinn that he felt like his life was in overtime because he had outlived his wife Eileen and most of the comedic legends he used to perform with. McGinn says that Winters was not bitter about his life, but more reflective on how many wonderful times he had and how successful his career was. Posing for a photograph with the Springfield News Sun, Winters can be seen wearing a Springfield High School letter jacket. And according to McGinn, Winters had so much pride in being from Ohio that he always carried a Buckeye in his pocket. For WISO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.